Finding Pearls by Beyond Today writer Kathy Sani. When my husband became interested in what the Bible has to say, he read it from cover to cover. Next, he looked into the belief system of every religion. As soon as he found something in their teaching that he could not find in the Bible, he discarded them as a choice and went to the next one. Nothing else made sense to him. Either the Bible was the Word of God, and we must live by every word, or we can just ignore it altogether. In the pages of the Bible, he found a message of love and hope from God for all who have ever lived, something lacking everywhere else. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you were embarrassed to find out you had the wrong answer on something you were sure you knew? What if you are passing up the most important information that has ever been made available to you, because you are sure you have all the answers already? When we come to recognize that we have a Creator who has a personal interest in us, then we owe our hearts and our being to Him. We owe it to Him to look up to Him in absolute awe. We should hang on His every word and study it to prove our commitment. Do we compare our actions to what God states He expects of us? Any action or belief that does not pass that litmus test needs to be examined and discarded. For instance, find the verses that say, "These are the things the Lord hates," and determine to avoid them. A quick search online should turn up the answer for you. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Matthew 13, verse 45. We don't need a cartoon character religion, as one comedian described Christianity, or teachings that offer little hope for the masses who have ever lived or will live. The manual from God shows us how to live with love toward all people as well as toward our God, and it has made it down to our time at great sacrifice from those who preceded us. We need to find that pearl of great price. If you have never questioned whether your beliefs are found in the pages of the Bible, your search may turn up some things that are very different from what is being taught all around you. You can start today. You may want to look at one thing at a time. For example, see if you can find a place in the Bible that says, "Remember the first day of the week as a Sabbath." See if you can find a place that says, "Thou shalt have a memorial every year of the birth of your Savior." Look for a scripture that speaks of, "The day of death is better than the day of one's birth." The Bible speaks of memorials that we are to celebrate. See if you can find them. Among them, you will find a memorial of the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Are you keeping this memorial? Remember, a memorial comes around yearly, not every week or when we decide to have it. These are just a start. Ask God to open your heart to His truth and remind Him of the promise that those who truly seek shall find. Matthew 7, verse 7. Are you ready to find out who God really is and what His plan is for you? He is interested in you. He wants an up-close and personal relationship with you. He even knows the number of the hairs on your head and all of the stars by name. His knowledge and wisdom is infinite, and we have a glimpse of it through the Holy Bible. Matthew 10, verse 30, Psalm 147, verse 4. If you are unsure of where to start, we have a 12-lesson Bible study course that can help you start your study with simple, straightforward questions and answers that you look up in your own Bible. It is an exciting journey and worth anything you leave behind in order to be in harmony with the one and only true God of the universe. Nothing less than that is worthy of the one who is the omnipotent and powerful leader of the angels, the I Am who holds our very breath in His hands. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.